Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the world's strongest man, WWE Hall of Famer, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry and I talk about the week that was in pro wrestling, especially Impact Wrestling from last night. Also, we get into AEW with the chairman himself, Sean Spears, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. When you talk about surprises and shocks, we saw that at Slammiversary this past Saturday, and last night we had the first Impact since Slammiversary, and I'm excited. First of all, Jay White shows up after the Sami Callihan, Kenny Omega main event at Slammiversary. He showed up again last night at Impact Wrestling. And man, it's leading to something big because Jay White is saying, hey, I don't know. Good Brothers and Kenny Omega, I don't know what club you belong to, but it's not the Bullet Club. So I think there's going to be a showdown between the Elite and the Bullet Club brewing. And you're starting to see that across the board with New Japan, AEW, and Impact Wrestling. We saw Mickie James show up on Saturday. She showed up again on Impact. She extended the offer to Deonna Purrazzo to be part of that NWA Empower pay-per-view that's happening at the end of August. Deonna Purrazzo not accepting until Gail Kim came out, who was a guest with us yesterday here on Busted Open, and then Deonna Purrazzo accepted. So now you're seeing that relationship between Impact and the NWA. And then on a sad note, Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz lose again last night. And it looks like we've seen the end of Fire and Flava. Kiera Hogan making the announcement yesterday that she is now done with Impact Wrestling. So there's some good and some bad. So Mark, first and foremost, I think it's exciting the fact that, and one of the big reasons why we're getting a buzz is this relationship between AEW, Impact Wrestling, the NWA, and now New Japan.
You know, Dave, I don't know if it's just a relationship. I think that it's the talent that are involved in pro wrestling that have relationships in Japan that they're coming home. They're coming back to America, and they're bringing back from Japan what the best things were about Japanese wrestling. You know, you see the influx of strongman style in pro wrestling, but you also see now the up and down style of wrestling. I mean, Kenny Omega, there's nobody that does that style better than Kenny Omega, but there's a lot of guys that are really, really close. You see the women in wrestling emulate that style some. Now we have what? I know just at AEW, you know, we have three of the Japanese women that are doing that style and integrating it. You see it in the WWE, you know, so it's taking over. It's really not taking over, but the style is integrated into the way that we ingest wrestling now.
Yeah, and a lot of things that have been happening over the last 6 months with some of the surprises and shocks really didn't resonate because I don't think there were fans in attendance. But now that there's fans in attendance, you feel it because you hear that pop from the crowd. So if you're sitting at home watching and you see a Jay White, you know what? When you hear the crowd reaction for Jay White, it's going to resonate with you. And I think that's happening right now with Impact. And like you mentioned, Kenny Omega. And a lot of people will say that Kenny Omega is the best wrestler in the world. It's debatable, but it's hard to argue, especially with what you've been seeing from him over the last few weeks. And I'm not just talking about the belt collector and him collecting all these titles. It's also about the style of wrestling. You just said it. Like that Japanese style, what you've been seeing with him main eventing the Tokyo Dome at Wrestle Kingdoms, those 5, 6, 7 star matches that Dave Meltzer touts about. And you see him against somebody like Sami Callihan, and it's a hardcore, you know, death style match, and there's all this craziness going on where he's adapting to Sami Callihan's style, Mark. That's really the show of there's more layers to Kenny Omega than a lot of people thought.
Yeah, I had to walk up to him the other day and I said, listen, man, this is not coming from a disrespectful place. This is coming from a place of I'm really, really impressed. And I don't give those out very often because, like, I don't see what I saw. Kenny's match with Sami Callihan, I did not see that coming. I mean, I knew Kenny Omega, the ultimate wrestler, the guy, his stuff makes sense. Yes, he does some super athletic stuff that traditionally you wouldn't have seen a guy kick out of, or you wouldn't have seen a guy get up from. But you know what? That's the way he works. And to see him have a hardcore death match with Sami Callihan, the way that they did it, and all of the things that came along, I said it on the show. I don't think this is going to turn out well for Kenny. And he came away from it with more of my respect than he did before. I'm like, damn.
What companies are doing now is they're being an alternative. And that's what you need to be. So like AEW and Impact, like, they're doing what the WWE does in case in point death matches. You're not going to see a death match on Monday Night Raw. You'll
it's
see
blood
a sympathy.
And guts.
Yeah, it's you'll see a sympathy,
sympathetic?
Words. No. Symphony of Destruction match. I'll try to say that again. On Monday Night Raw. But you're not going to see a death match. You're not going to see blood. Unless it's accidental on a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown. But you'll see it on AEW. So a lot of people call it garbage wrestling, which I do not. FMW back in the day, they used to get stadium full of fans to see the death matches. And we just saw one between a Texas death match between Jon Moxley and Lance Archer for a title main event on a national TV product. They got 1.2 million people to watch. That's progress in the world of pro wrestling, and that's something different, and I think AEW is delivering that right now.
And it wasn't there's some stuff that I look at as being gratuitous violence, or I look at it as being dangerous to the point of carelessness. And that stuff was left out. I mean, like the glass tubes. You know, like that's just one of the things is you can get cut the wrong way and cut an artery and bleed out. Like, leave that stuff alone. But it pretty much everything else is free game. I just really wanted to throw that in there, Dave, because, you know, it's just some stuff is just unnecessary. But they took the high road and the low road and they brought them together somehow. And that is that, and it was a championship match, like you said. And the week before, you get Sami Callihan and Kenny Omega. I want to know who's next. Who's the next person to step up and go, you know what? Give me some of that action.
Well, I think we have the answer to that, Mark, because on Dynamite Wednesday, Nick effing Gage shows up. You talk about light tubes. Nick Gage shows up And he's now an opponent for Chris Jericho next week on Dynamite. Now we're getting the Painmaker character, and I've said this on Busted Open. The Painmaker that we saw Chris Jericho in New Japan, that was some of the best matches that Chris Jericho's had his entire career. And now we're going to get the Painmaker character next week on Dynamite. So you say, who's going to be the next person to step up? Well, that person is Chris Jericho.
Is the Painmaker.
Yep.
And when he had his back turned, you know, I didn't know. I was like, what the hell is he doing? Like, turn around. And when he turned around with the Painmaker makeup on, I popped. Like, I didn't know who the hell he was. Oh, my God, it's the Painmaker. Like, man, I know I wasn't the only one. No. I mean, yeah, I'm a mark, figuratively. And and in real life. But yes. I'm just saying, it was so exciting to me. And I think that I'm not the only one that's excitable about pro wrestling when you get something that you haven't seen in a long while.
Well, Mark, that's why you're such a benefit to AEW right now. You know, AEW has a lot of youth across the board, but they need somebody like a Mark Henry, somebody like a Big Show, somebody like a Christian Cage, somebody like a Chris Jericho. Like, especially you, Mark, because everybody knows that listens to this show how much talent you developed in the WWE. So now you're giving young, raw talent here on AEW. So you take somebody like Jade, who's, as you can tell just by looking at her, she's a tremendous athlete, just chiseled. My God, muscle on top of muscle. She's got the look. And then you hear her on the mic. She's got talent, personality, and charisma. And then you give somebody like Jade to a Mark Henry that knows how to develop talent, that's been there, done that. I mean, that to me is an equation for success.
You have to tell people, don't try to run before you can walk. Why would you jump up on the second rope and you haven't mastered being on the ground in the ring yet? It's sometimes you got to hear that.
Yeah.
And it sucks to have somebody backpedal for. Sometimes I see people do stuff and I go, you know what? Next week, don't do that. Do this to set that up. Do something that's going to be beneficial to you tomorrow rather than just doing something today just to get a reaction.
You gotta learn to crawl before you can walk. And, yeah. And Mark, this is just me from the outside watching on my TV. Look at where Lance Archer is right now as opposed to where he was 3 months ago. You know, look at Powerhouse Hobbs, where he is right now as opposed to where he was 3 months ago. Those, to me, you know, even like a Brian Cage, where he is now as opposed to where he was 3 months ago. Those are the big men in AEW. And I don't think that the big men were being used the correct way just a few months ago. My opinion has completely changed when I'm watching those three wrestlers right now.
And you know what? There's some guys that don't identify themselves as big guys. You know, I love the Acclaimed. They're multi-talented. But Max Caster is big. Anthony Bowens is big.
Yeah.
They're like 6'2", 6'3", 230, 240, 250 pounds. I'm like, guys, do everything y'all doing. But can you please show me your power? Impose your will on people. And you don't have to be fast when you do it. Be deliberate. And you can see it. It's starting to come through. Like, it's not just the really, really big guys. It's the guys that's in the middle. And some of the smaller guys, how to take advantage of those big guys. Man, I'd love to do this, but I don't want to come across as this. No. Every conversation in pro wrestling is needed. Nothing should be left to chance. Nothing should be left to, well, let's just figure it out when we get out there. I hate that mentality. It's dangerous. You're going to give a longer shelf life to the talent when you can communicate better.
And perception is reality. Case in point is NXT from Tuesday night with Xia Li and Raquel Gonzalez. Like, you saw them stand face to face in the ring before that match. Raquel Gonzalez towers over Xia Li. Now, I know wrestling is a lot about athletics, but what did Raquel Gonzalez do? She imposed her will on Xia Li. Xia Li got a great skill set, but at the end of the day, she got a hold of Xia Li, powerbombed the hell out of her, and got the 1-2-3. I mean, that perception's reality, Mark.
Yeah, and there was times where she went to do things to Xia Li, and it didn't work, and it put her in a position so Xia Li could have some success.
Yeah.
And when she missed and she had her in the corner and she ran her leg into the post repeatedly, it put her at a deficit. It lowered her to Xia Li's level. And that's just masterful thinking. Let me chop the tree down to where it's at my eye level. And they did a hell of a job. That's one of the things. I love NXT because I know that I'm going to see balanced storytelling.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
He is the chairman, and you can watch him do his thing each and every Wednesday night on AEW Dynamite, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. It's the one and only Sean Spears. Sean, good morning to you.
Fellas, how is it going? Greg, what's going on? World's Strongest Man. How's it going, baby? Doing all right?
It's going good, man. I'm real proud of what I saw. I mean, it was close. And I guess, you know, I always say that when it's close, it's like kissing your sister. But, like, how did you feel about your performance?
You know, coming off a big Dynamite, a big night in Texas. Like you said, it was close. Came up a little short. Wasn't exactly the outcome I was looking for. But, you know, I knew what I was getting into. Jericho, I don't need to tell you or anybody that's listening right now, is one of the greatest of all time. You know, he's going to be in every conversation going forward in terms of who is one of the best all-around professional wrestlers of all time. He's in that conversation. He has to be. So going into that, I knew that that guy, you know, has been in many situations where, you know, you can almost count him down and out, but he always finds a way to win. So unfortunately, he found a way to win, but he's still got four more levels to go through in order to get to Max. So we'll see what happens, but what a night. What a night in Texas. Something I'll never forget. But when you have a crowd like that, and Mark, you know more than anybody else, it's very hard to not get lost in the moment. It's very hard to not enjoy that moment. And win, lose, or draw, that was a hell of a night.
Well, Sean, really quick, before we get into the crowd and dynamite and the ratings and everything, I didn't mean to cut you off, Mark, but I looked at that match completely different than what you and Mark just laid out, because you are talking about these different levels for Chris Jericho and everybody he has to face if he is going to face MJF. See, I saw it not about wins and losses here. It's more about the long-range goal and what's going to happen with each and every level. So what you were able to do, I thought you achieved your goal on Wednesday, because it's going to lead to what we're going to see next week with now Nick Gage and Chris Jericho in the ring.
Well, that's the thing, right? I think I said it in a Road 2 clip that didn't actually make the air, but I did say in that interview that win, lose, or draw for me, you know, Chris wasn't going to make it to the second round. Now, clearly he made it to the second round, but at what cost? I beat the hell out of Chris. I beat him just like I have a lot of, I didn't hold back. Whether you're one of the greatest of all time or not, you're in the ring with me. I don't work down. I don't slow down.
Three times you was going to win.
Well, I mean,
damn.
I tried, Big Mark. I tried.
Man,
I thought I had him.
I'm a fan.
Came up a little short.
You know, for a long time, I've been a fan. Mm-hmm. And it's to me, it seems like you're right on the cusp of taking over. It's just a matter of you got like you said, you had one of the best Mount Rushmore type conversation guys who was in there with. I would think in a perfect world that it would take somebody like that to beat you, because I want your belief in yourself to be that. So everybody that touch you afterwards, they need to really feel who exactly you are, and what they're dealing with.
Well, I appreciate that, and that has been a bit of an ongoing conversation, and I've heard it here brought up on Busted Open a couple times as well as my confidence level. Now, let me be clear: I am very confident in my abilities. I'm very confident that I belong in AEW, and I belong at the top of the card in AEW. I've said this before a while ago too, is that I perform at the very best when the rope is pulled to its tightest point. I perform the best under pressure. I just haven't been put in very many high pressure situations in AEW. Now, what I consider high pressure situations, blood and guts, Stadium Stampede, last night versus Jericho. So when you put me in those high pressure situations, I will level up. That's just what I believe in. And that's just what consistently I have done when put in those positions. So going forward, it's not necessarily a confidence thing. It's just when those opportunities come, I'm going to rise to the occasion. That's what's going to happen. But I greatly appreciate your comments, and I appreciate what you said to me after that match as well. So I mean, going forward, the bar has, I consistently feel I level up. So hopefully, at least on this end, things are going to continue that way. So whether you put a Cody in front of me, a Jungle Boy in front of me, an Orange Cassidy in front of me, a Sammy Guevara in front of me, you're going to get the very best of Sean Spears in those high-pressure situations. End of story.
And you just said story, and I thought the story that you and Chris told in the ring Wednesday night was great, especially centered around the chair, since you are the chairman. But you just mentioned that crowd in Garland, Texas, and now that crowds are back for AEW Dynamite. And, you know, I've asked a lot of guests about this, being that you did wrestle in front of people, but it was a small amount of people. Now, listen, AEW is the buzz. There's momentum there. You know, there are sellout arenas, sellout crowds leading into August and September. What's it like for you to be back in front of fans again?
Well, I think I put out a tweet a few days ago, and I think it was right around the time Slammiversary had their big show, and we had all these surprise appearances, and I think I put out a tweet saying something along the lines of that this is a very special moment in time for professional wrestling, just because there's so many unique things happening that, you know, 5-10 years ago were taboo. They were never supposed to happen, and it was bad if they did, and all these companies working together and exchanging talent and having, you know, doing what's best for the fans, for the audience. The possibility nowadays for dream matches are, they can happen now. You know what I mean? Your favorite wrestlers from opposite promotions, depending on those promotions, can work together and you could possibly see that match. So I said something a few days ago where I was like, this is a monumental time, but enjoy it while it lasts, because sadly, all good things come to an end at some point or another. So for me, that's the perspective I'm taking moving forward. Now that audiences are back after over a year, I'll be one of the first to admit I took them for granted a little bit. You know, when there was a big house, or when there was a, but I was like, oh, okay, or it's only half full. Oh, well, all right. You know, now I'll take a half full arena. Luckily, we've been selling out everywhere and we're packing arenas that AEW is performing in. So I have a brand new approach to our audience. I have a brand new, a newfound respect for our audience, because I might have forgot how much they add to our product, how much of a part of the show that they truly, truly are. And I hope they realize that as well. I believe it comes across very apparently on television, because when I'm in the ring live and I'm standing across the ring from Chris Jericho and everybody's just finished singing Judas and now they're chanting something else, it is wild, man. And I almost forgot what that felt like because it had been so long. So having them back is just, you know, I think they're ready. They're ready to be entertained. They're ready for the world to open up. And we've been waiting for over a year to give them exactly what they wanted.
I think this is a good time to preach to them too, being that they are a factor and something important. Protect yourselves. Keep wearing masks. Wash your hands. Put sanitizer in your pocket. So, you know, you're in the ring high-fiving people. You don't know who you're standing next to. Like, keep your hands clean, and we'll keep this thing going. Because, you know, like somebody posted something early. I think it was our guy Rodney Garza, who I watch his page, said, man, I hope that the way pro wrestling is going right now, the way that it's going, that, you know, all of these events don't become spreaders. And that is a valid point. But if we have a venue like we have right here on Busted Open on Sirius XM, we can actually say that to our fans. We can say that to the people, like, put some sanitizer in your pocket, everything you touch, you know, like, you know, be protected, you know, wash your hands and stay out of people's face. You know, if you're in between time, in the meantime, wear a mask if you have to. I mean, you don't have to, but have it. You know, like, somebody might cough. A lady coughed on a plane, and everybody on the plane turned around like, oh. And I just started laughing because it was like, you know, it is what it is. People are going to cough.
Right. And you said it right there. You know, it's just about individual responsibility. I mean, the only people that are going to ruin it for us is us. Like, people are going to ruin it for people in general. So, you know, whether you want to get vaccinated or not, whether you want to wear a mask or not, to each their own. I'm with you on that. But just know that there's a much bigger, you know, there's a government that can say, you know what, we're going back. We're cutting it down and no more live events and stuff like that. So, I mean, that there is a possibility of that. Hopefully we don't go backwards. You know, I think everybody's doing the very best, and hopefully we continue to do our very best so that we can, you know, we can advance and get back to how things were. So, yes, very good call using this platform. Please protect yourself and protect the ones around you. Absolutely.
Sean, let's get into MJF. You know my feelings about MJF.
Oh, your favorite. Yeah,
yeah, he's an asshole.
You put him over it a lot.
He's an asshole.
Is he? He is.
And I think you know he's an asshole too, which is fine. Sometimes you have to work with assholes. You know,
You're putting words in my mouth, Greg. I didn't say that.
Sean, you're a very intelligent, classy individual. There is no way that you don't think that MJF's an asshole. Now, listen, I'm not saying that you don't work with somebody like that because he's extremely successful. He's extremely creative. Mm-hmm. And for somebody mm-hmm. his age, I don't think there's anybody that's at the top of what he is able to do in his profession like MJF. But let's call it what it is. Guy's an asshole.
He's a little
mean. Would you consider yourself a nice guy, Greg?
I think I'm a nice guy. Yeah, I'm considerate.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
I've seen you get a little, you're a bit of a hothead on here. I've seen you blow up on occasion, but overall you would consider yourself a super nice guy, right?
I think so. Yes.
You ever heard the term nice guys finish last, Greg?
Yes, I have.
That term rings paramount in professional wrestling. If you are a super nice guy and you're the guy that runs around and shakes everybody's hand and says, thank you. You are going to be at the bottom for a very long time because everybody's just going to step over you. Max has realized that. And he surrounded himself with guys that reinforce that fact, that if you are too nice and you are too caring and you give a little leeway, people are going to take a mile from you and they're going to step on you. So we're there in his ear reminding him of that. Meanwhile, that guy already knows that. So when you put those elements together, when you got a guy who has that mindset of Max, the mind that he does already at 25 years old, and then you got him backed by guys with 15, 20 years of experience telling him, yeah, that's the right mindset to have. I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy.
Wow.
I mean, you hate him, but you love to hate him, don't you, Greg?
I do love to hate him. And I should, you know what? I'm not going to say I love to hate him because you're using the word love and you shouldn't use the word love when you're talking about somebody like MJF. I just hate him. We could just leave it at that. But I have respect for him.
At the same time, you can't stop talking about him now, can you? You're talking to the chairman right now, but you're also talking about MJF. Point proven.
But
boom, there you go.
I don't want to make it about MJF. I want to make it more about you. let's put that aside. Let's make it about you because I feel, Mark, and I've said this on the air and I'll say it right now. I think Sean should be the leader of the Pinnacle. Now, a lot of people say there are no true leaders in the Pinnacle, but if I was to choose a leader, it would be Sean Spears. That's just me, Mark.
You know what? Who's the most evil? The guy that gives the order or the guy that is the confidant of the guy that gives the order? The guy that sets the table for him? The guy that says, hey, you need to keep this on your radar. This is going on. I need you to focus and get this done. Everybody follows you. Give the order. It's power in that guy. There's power in being that guy. You don't always have to be the guy that gives the order to have the ultimate power. And that's what I see in the Pinnacle. Like, guys, everybody has a word in how bad it's going to be and who is going to get it. Sean can give the order right now to, hey, look, we need to do this. And then
you're 100%
right.
It's a collective mindset. So we didn't all get in a group together and sit down and go, okay, you're the leader. You're second in charge. You're the, you know what I mean? You're the ground troops. And that's not how this operates. We operate with a collective mindset. And that is to take up as much TV time as we want. That is to take up the top of the card anytime we want. And that is to make whoever we're dealing with at the time, make their life a living hell. And we'll do that by any means necessary. Now, you've heard that a million times in wrestling before, the bad guy speech, and this is how it's done. Yeah, we can tell you all day, but mentally, we have a different route where guys are just not seeing things coming nowadays because the guys in the Pinnacle have been watching this and doing this for the most part for 15 or 20 years. There's no substitution for that kind of experience. I don't care who you are or where you go. There's no substitute for a collective group of guys that have a chip on their shoulder, that are pissed off, that want to be on TV and want to be in the top spot. That's what, when we have these big numbers and we're drawing 1.1s and we're drawing over millions and consistently look at the card, look who's on the show. It's littered with the Pinnacle.
Well, these you volumes. Just said it, Sean. This week, number one show on cable Wednesday night. Last week, number one show on cable Wednesday night. Over a million last week, 1.2 this week. And then you look at what's developed even since Wednesday. There's all these rumors circulating about AEW. Another person I don't like, but I respect, Thunder Rosa, signing with AEW. I mean, this seems to be a very good time to be a part of AEW.
It's a wonderful time for wrestling.
Yeah.
In general. And yes, of course, AEW. And we're only doing more wonderful things. And there's a lot of things in the pipeline that I kind of have an idea about, but I don't know. And there just keeps like all these surprises that are popping up. And sometimes I don't want to know. I just kind of want to enjoy it, because at the heart of all this, I'm still a wrestling fan. That's why I got into this, because I was such a big wrestling fan. And I still am to this day. I love this stuff. So I still like to be surprised, because like Mark and like you, Greg, you've seen everything already for the most part. So when you're surprised, you're like, oh, this is incredible. I still love that part about this industry. So Tony Khan, who is a regular on your show.
Yeah.
That guy, I don't need to tell you his genius, his level of genius. That guy can think 10 miles ahead, and he's got so many ideas and he's got so many things in the works that the AEW fan base is going to be blown away once he pulls the trigger on these things. But he's very smart and he understands when and why to pull those triggers. So going forward, like, you know, we got some of the best talent, though. I don't need to sell AEW to you. You know, the numbers are going great. I'm just so glad that we're back in full force. And to a lot of the guys and gals in the locker rooms that have been really, you know, tightening their boots and really buckling down and giving all they could when there was no one in the crowd, you know, now, especially the young talent, now they get to see the fruits of their labor and get that immediate, instant reaction, instant critique, and instant gratification from the audience that's live. There is no better immediate critique than when you're in front of that live audience. So, you know, for those young talent, men and women who have busted their ass for AEW for the last year that have not had the luxury of being in front of an audience, enjoy this because you worked hard for it.
Well, Sean, I appreciate you. Love what's going on with AEW Dynamite. Of course, you can watch AEW Dynamite each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. You know, Sean, if you get a moment, make sure you take Thunder Rosa aside. Tell her, you know, what's what. You know, because she can get big for her bridges from time to time. So you make sure you got to do that. Just throwing that out there. But, Sean, I love what you're doing each and every Wednesday night. Keep doing it, man. I love it. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you, brother. See you soon.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.